Today's topic in mathematics history is the calculus controversy, also known as the Great Priority Dispute, over who first invented calculus, Sir Isaac Newton or Gottfried Leibniz. Newton began working on his method of calculus, starting with derivatives, just like most students learned calculus. The famous story of an apple falling on his head has an air of truth to it. Historians believe that this is where he first got his ideas on gravity and expanded them to his methods of calculus, which he called Fluxions and Fluent. Notice how you won't find these terms in your textbooks. He did not publish any of his work except for a small note at the back of one of his books decades later. On the other hand, all the way in France, 8 years later in 1674, Leibniz invented his own calculations starting with integrals and published them in 1684, whereas Newton waited until the 18th century to fully explain his ideas. Leibniz's methods are much of the standard that we use to this day, instead of the outdated term Fluxions. You may think that these years are a long ways off, but you have to understand that it took a while for ideas to spread. You couldn't just publish your ideas online for everyone to see. Now, the problem arose when a friend of Newton claimed that Leibniz stole Newton's ideas because after Leibniz had started working on his methods, he had traveled to the Royal Society and saw a few of Newton's notes. The main controversy was over whether Leibniz worked out his methods independently of Newton, or simply expanded on Newton's ideas. In the end, Newton utilized his position in the Royal Society to set up a committee and eventually wrote an anonymous report that he had invented calculus first. Nowadays, we believe that both parties truly worked independently and made their own important contributions to the field of calculus. Sure, Newton may have done it first, but Leibniz made the same discovery on his own, and he is the one we credit with much of our standards that we use to this day.